Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk and we're looking up a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, last week I talked about a new satellite that was launched commercially by the company I work for. The company is called Space Advisory Company and the satellite was called EnSite 1. And I talked about the actual project and getting it up there, but I didn't talk about why we do this and what satellites are all about. I'm here at Space Advisory Company with my colleague Devolt Lloyd, who is an expert in images from space. Good afternoon, Devolt.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
Now, satellites, they're used for a whole variety of purposes, and there's a whole stack of them up there, and a lot of people aren't aware just how many there are and what they're used for. So give us a basic satellites 101, Devolt.
Basically, at the moment, there's approximately 1,200 active satellites out there, and about 400 of them are classified, so a total of about 2,650 inactive satellites. So there's quite a few of these instruments floating about.
So by inactive, you mean that they just died, but they're just in orbit, wandering around?
That's correct. They are most probably so high up that Earth's atmosphere is not pulling them in quick enough, and they will be out there for many years to come. As a matter of fact, Sputnik is still out there.
Sputnik?
Yeah,
from
Sputnik,
what was that?
Sputnik 2, from 67, 68.
That was a long time ago.
So Sputnik 1 came in and burned out, but Sputnik 2 is still up there somewhere, but it's dead, so it's so high up that it will probably not reach Earth's surface for the next 200-300 years.
So these satellites are in orbit around Earth, and they're all performing some particular function, some of them many functions. And you are a particular expert in the images that satellites collect, because some satellites take images and very particular images. And so what are the kinds of images that you work with and that you want to see, and why?
I think most of the images that we use are probably Earth observation images, high resolution satellite data, typically the things that you see on Google Earth. And the applications vary from food security to science and research projects to keeping track of how things change over a period of time.
So for example, you could have satellites up there and they're looking at the water levels in the dams, and then you can compare data year after year.
Yes, that's typically what we would like to see happen more frequently from satellite images, is to compare things, how things change over a period of time. As you know, in the Western Cape, with the dam levels that are so bad at the moment and the lack of rain, it's good to keep track and to see how things change and then how that dam levels affect even the things growing around it.
And one of the things that I quite like about satellite images and satellite data is that sometimes you can measure things quite indirectly. And so, for example, in some countries they can tell if there's an epidemic, a disease that's suddenly spreading, by the increase in the number of cars in a hospital car park.
That is quite interesting, and there's quite a few things that you can see. Even if you go to Google and you go search for weird pictures in Google, you'll find flower festivals or sorts of ceremonies where people gather, and you find the weirdest pictures just because of a specific event that took place in a specific time. And many of these things were unexplained when they first saw the images. So yes, that is definitely interesting to see.
I know a lot of people are worried about privacy, and you know they feel that there's these satellites spying on them from up in space that'll be able to tell every time they've got a new haircut. What do you feel about that?
I think in general what we see in the movies and what is actually happening out there in the real world is quite a different thing. Even though the resolutions of satellites are getting better and better by the day, at very best, commercially, 40 centimeter data is typically what you'll see. And by 40 centimeters, we mean the size of one pixel is 40 centimeters by 40 centimeters.
And also, they're looking from space, so they can only see the top of your head, presumably.
Yes, depending on the angle at which the satellite takes the image. But keep in mind that these satellites are between 300 and 600 kilometers up in the sky. So, I mean, even at that distance, to recognize a person is almost impossible.
Thank you very much, Devolt. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.